Yo, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing? Happy Saturday. Good morning. Rise and grind time. You already know. Hope you guys are doing well. What a crazy week we had, man, with this whole protesting going on at the U.S. Capitol. We have protest Trump fans, pro-Trump supporters over there rioting the U.S. Capitol. The one White House was fucking under fucking attack pretty much. You know, these guys went all in, man. They went all in the White House. They had they went in the Senate. They went and they sat down on Nancy Pelosi's desk on seat. Fucking, it's crazy. It's funny how they, you know, this white privilege is underestimated, man. If you see a black man or a Spanish dude doing that, forget about it. They would have killed him and shot him right on the spot. They were, and the police were there. They didn't do absolutely nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. I just was in shock. Like, yo, like the fact that they get to go in there and just fucking go in the White House like it's nothing. You know, it's just crazy. You just know it was just white privilege, man, at the end of the day, man. I'm sorry, man. It's not, you know, it's, come on. You gotta put two and two together. If you guys can't see this, then I don't know, man. If a black, like I said, black and black brown man was to do that, you matter of fact, we wouldn't even pass the White House. We wouldn't even make it in the door. You know? It's that's how it is. It is what it is. You know, that's how the life is, man. We wouldn't be able to pass the, you know, we would have been shot up, dead, and, you know, we've been arrested. And yeah, man, it's just crazy what happened, man. But these guys just went all in the White House. They were in the just chilling, like, you know, and just, yeah, I know some of them were actors. Some of them were, it was planned, obviously. But still, the fact that they actually went inside the White House, it's just crazy, man. And it's just out of control, man. And, you know, people are saying, oh, it's staged, this and that, you know. But, yeah, everybody has their own thing. Story, you know, about it, Antifa, this and that. But, you know, just do your research on it, and it's crazy. You know, it's just unbelievable how this week was. They want to blame Trump. Now Trump got suspended from Twitter, and fucking, he's on, he can't go on Instagram, no social media at all. Just because he stir up this, you know, he stir up the whole mess, the whole protest. They want to blame him, they want to blame somebody, man. Meanwhile, this whole thing was planned out anyways. But that's how it is, man. That's how they get you. The media is just saying whatever they want to say. The fact of the matter is Trump was exposing too much information. You know what I'm saying? The fact that Biden's more vulnerable to the elites, they had to choose Biden. You know? So, yeah. This is why they're doing this to Trump. You know? So, you know, let's see what happens, man. Like, it's just crazy. When the inauguration comes in 20th. Yeah, so it is what it is, man. We just gotta wake up and smell the coffee. You know what I'm saying? Gotta realize what who's the real rulers and who's in charge and shit. And, you know, that's how shit is, man. What can we do, man? We just gotta be positive and just be there for our kids and know what the hell's going on there. Wake up to the truth. You know, like I said, man, those protesters, they did, it was just crazy, man. The fact that people, you know, like the fact that they actually went inside the fucking White House, sitting down the Senate, like it's nothing, like it. And the police just there, not doing nothing, motherfucking thinking about it. Meanwhile, if a black man goes, a Spanish guy goes, like I said, forget about it. We'll be arrested, we'll be dead, man. It's just that's how much you gotta see it. You gotta see the white privilege in this country, man. If you guys don't see it, then I don't know, man. I don't know what you guys are seeing. I don't know, man. It's just crazy, man. Like, you just don't know what to say during these times, man. There's always something. It's just crazy. And then all we can do is just be positive and, you know, stop watching this fucking media. All these news always saying one thing or another. Supposedly a police officer died during the riot. It's just crazy. It just didn't make any sense, man. How the shit was, man. But yeah, man, it is what it is, man. All we gotta do is just be positive and know what's going on, man. All those actors, and they were talking about the guy that he was wearing the Viking suit, you know, and the other guy, supposedly was Antifa, but just too many stories behind that, you know. They were set up, they were actors. I mean, who knows, man? It could be, like I said, man, it could be, you know, but that's how it is, man. That's how this media is, man. They'll confuse you and tell you one thing or another. But it's crazy. But, you know, let's see what happens, man. I mean, I try not to watch the media too much, man. If you want information, just try to go on research, do some YouTube videos. Yeah, some of the videos are not accurate, but just do your own research. Just look up the crisis actors and, you know, the whole issue on this protest, what happened, what made this happen, and know that. Because this had to be planned, obviously. This whole thing had to be planned prior to the day before the riot happened. So, just do some research on it, and, you know, we'll figure it out, we'll take it from there. But, you know, don't take my word for it, just do your own research as well. And we'll figure out, you know, what's real, what's not, man. But it's just crazy how, I just can't believe how they went in the fucking White House, man. That just boggles me, man. It really, it got me fucking tickled my Adam's apple. It was like, how the fuck they let him in like that? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. I just can't believe that, man. Spanish black dude will get the first, we'll be dead. We wouldn't even make it past the front door and entrance of the White House. You know, and then the fact that these guys went in, it doesn't make any sense. Come on. You gotta put two and two together. Anyways, guys, let me know what you guys think. Email me, contact me, check out my YouTube channel. Let me know how y'all feel about this whole situation, this whole protest thing. There's no difference between the Black Lives Matter and these protesters, Trump supporters protesting. It's all planned out at first, you know what I'm saying? So, but the difference is, obviously, the Trump supporters got more privilege than the Black Lives Matter. And that was the only difference, you know? But, yeah, guys, just let me know. Hit me up. Appreciate all you guys for hearing me out. And be safe out there, man. Wherever you do, make smart choices. And be safe, man. Stay positive. Don't let these distractions get to you, man. That's what they want. They want us to be distracted from, you know, from you accomplishing your goals, whatever it is, man. But don't let that distract you, man. Just be strong. This is a new year. It's time to get things right, man. Stay positive. All right? Take care.